Simon Yudches, Sif Gimel. May Mosem Mevorach al Tzitzis B'Shachar. When's the earliest time one can make a bracha on the Tzitzis in the morning? Mishayakev in Tcheles Shabo Lelovin Shabo. When you could differentiate between the white and the Tcheles, the blue strands in Tzitzis, which is equivalent to the time that he could recognize a friend that he is familiar with from four amas away. This is not completely talk. Kamuvan, today that we have street lights. If you have street lights, that does not make any difference as far as it's concerned. It's not clear, the different opinions, exactly how much that is. It's somewhere between 50 and 40 minutes before the sunrise. Im lov shum eloisa shacha, if he got up eloisa shacha, which is 72 minutes before sunrise, ve'eilach yeshem yishem avarach alav v'chei noigim. This is a chiddush of the Ramah, says the minig is that once it's halachic day, one can make the bracha, even though he cannot recognize his friend from four amas away. The shear of recognizing between the white and the blue part of the tzitzis, for those who have tcheles. Lamaise, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are other places in the pasuk like the Mechaber, that you cannot make a bracha before this later time of Mishayake. The Vilnagoyin is included in those ones that are machmeh. And brings the Prima Kodim says that if it's v'shas hadchak, that he won't have an opportunity to put on later, I guess, then we can let somebody make a bracha at that earlier time. But one should try as much as he can, even if he has to start davening earlier, he shouldn't make the bracha on the tzitzis. And when he gets up to that point of time, Mishayake, then he'll make the bracha on the tzitzis, like we learned before. He holds the tzitzis and moves them a little bit and then makes the bracha then. Be'im, lov shoy, koydim lachain, you put it on in the middle of the night, mamaslichas, lo yivarach alov, he won't make the bracha on. Like we said before, that he should touch the tzitzis and then make the bracha on them.